podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
I'm Sam Keir, host of Hitman for Hire, a year in the life of a franchise cricketer. For the past 12 months, I've been talking to T20 star David Visa, getting his take from behind the scenes at the IPL, the 100 and the rest of the world's biggest leagues.
That's the Donny Review system, Diogis. There's no ways in my mind that was up.
These guys don't know how to win at this stage.
He had his driver pick him up in his Bentley.
People start chanting your name. You kind of have to pinch yourself.
Hitman for Hire, a year in the life of a franchise cricketer. Listen now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sport Social.
So it's all for play for still.
I think so. Do you want to bet against us?
Hello, Aston Villa fans, and welcome to For the Love of Paul McGrath podcast. I wanted to come and do a quick pre-recorded piece on Semi Kılıçsoy. I think that's how you pronounce it, from Beşiktaş. Young striker slash wide player, 17 years of age, that is tearing up the Turkish Super League at the moment, and somebody that Aston Villa have been linked to not once but twice. We were linked once in the off season, and we've also been linked again this January. And it's somebody that the Villa are looking to. It seems that Villa are looking to sign. So wanted to talk about him. I don't have any statistical lists up here or anything like that, or any stat sheets. So I do apologize on that. And this will be a bit of a shorter one, maybe about 10 minutes just to discuss him, because I've watched quite a bit of footage on him since the links came out yesterday. Once again, if you did watch the Costa transfer piece that we did, I did want to share up Y-Scout and show you the amount of clips that were there, but I've exhausted the amount that I go watch Y-Scout this month already, which is unfortunate considering there's still a good 2 weeks left in the month. So I'm just going to have to rely, like everybody else, on snippeted and completely curated YouTube clips from here on out. But thankfully, I didn't need to do that with Semi Kılıçsoy previously, because I wanted to get a good look at him. He's limited time. He's had a limited amount of screen time, should I say. Like, he's not played an awful lot of minutes in his young career, but my God, when you see this guy, he's a fully grown man. And I've said this previously, you know, within the Costa podcast, that this guy is, both of these guys are fully formed individuals, you know, for their age. Kılıçsoy is to say 17 years of age. He's been making waves in the top flight division in Turkish football. He's very young and has had limited experience, but he's already caught the attention of lots of people all over the world. And you can see his potential, and you can see his ability, and you can see his traits just jump off the page there as well. So I suppose he's been a real interesting player to try and get the grips with, because his journey began obviously in an amateur team. So he didn't really get picked. I know he's only 17, but he wasn't like this prodigious player that got into the Beşiktaş Academy really, really young. He started off at amateur Turkish teams. He was signed to a 7-year contract in 2016. Now, I know that's 7 years ago, which would have made him 10 years of age, but like, to sign somebody on that contract, and he has also just signed a brand new contract, obviously, in the last year, because he was signed to a 7-year contract in 2016 by Beşiktaş. So they saw him playing as a young kid. Like, when I say he didn't come through the Beşiktaş Academy, he wasn't in there from like a 6, 7, 8-year-old. He was seen playing in the amateur leagues. He was seen playing his normal Sunday leagues at his own age group. He was signed to a massive bumper contract by Beşiktaş, and he's since signed a new contract as well. When he was in the Beşiktaş youth sides, he scored 42 goals in 64 appearances, which is a super return. I think anyone will agree on that. In February of last year, he made his debut for Beşiktaş, and he only played a handful of games last season, a handful of matches, but within those, his potential jumped off the page as well. His first goal came 27th of July last month as well, when he scored against Tirana in a preseason friendly, I think that was. And And the statistics for somebody like this, given their limited game time, aren't really that impressive. But he goes to show that me having a statistics sheet for this guy probably wouldn't have knocked a dent off anybody's opinion of him. But I would ask you to go and watch him play, because what you see him do on the field is just absolutely fantastic. He is a really, really, really interesting player. He's a really talented player, and the stuff he can do with manipulation of the ball and the confidence he has, and almost like the boldness that he has when he's on the ball. He runs like a bully when he has the ball at his feet. Yet he has nice soft feet, almost like a Jack Grealish. I don't know how to describe it, and I'm not trying to overhype him. I'm trying to describe him in something that we've seen play for Aston Villa. He can manipulate the ball and shift it side by side and dribble like Jack Grealish did. He can get up to pace at the drop of a hat like Jack Grealish did. But he also has that bully boy mentality like Wayne Rooney did. And the reason I think that that's interesting is because he's been played out left wing, and he's been played up top as well as a central striker. And it's just really interesting to see him play and to see the difference in almost the difference in how he approaches the game and playing those two positions. A lot of people would probably talk about his performance recently against Rizespor. I think it was only like a week ago, maybe even 2 weeks ago, where he was absolutely outstanding. And when I saw this link, I just went, "Ah, lazy link, lazy link." It's just because he had a super game recently. But watch that game, I would say. You get a very, like, Rizespor are a very decent opposition, you know, within the Turkish league. Watch it. You'll see what I mean by him, with that bully boy kind of, okay, I've got the ball here, get out of my way type of running style that he can have in certain instances. And then he can completely finesse it and slow the pace down and then inject that pace when he needs to as well. I find him such an interesting player from that point of view. Through his youth career, he's operated primarily as a striker. He's got exceptional finishing ability. Like it's you can see when he scores goals, they're very deliberate, if that makes sense. He's also, as I said, versatile enough. He plays as that kind of like attacking midfielder. He can play as a support striker, and he has played out on the left-hand side quite a bit this season as well. What I liked about him playing on the left-hand side is, and this is one of the beauties of Wyscout, is that, you know, I looked at some of his defensive duels as well and see what they were like. He's well able to tackle. This guy can win back his own possession. This guy will get back to his own end line and tackle an overlapping fullback, or he'll get back to his own end line and tackle a winger. He's not afraid to get down and dirty. That's another thing that reminds me of Wayne Rooney about him. Wayne Rooney was not averse to playing both ways. When he was younger, and even when he was older as well. We remember that Wayne Rooney was moved back to like a number six at times in his later career. But it's and I know it sounds like it's a lazy comparison, because this guy has hit the heights so early in his career as a young player, like Rooney did. But they have that same kind of ball and muscle physique, if you want to call it. Some people will call it, will say that Rooney maybe wasn't a ball and muscle. I disagree. Kolesi is, and when you see him play, you know, the bully boy, like he's a bully on the field, which I love. And he's a bully because he's so good at his close control. He's so good at whether his passing is deliberate. He's a powerful striker. He's a powerful runner. And that's what I mean by bully. He's not somebody who's going to 2 foot somebody into the back of the head at any stage. He's not a Vinnie Jones type bully, but he's a bully with his skill and with his ability. He rams it down your throat that I am able to run at you this way. I am able to take shots from this angle, and you have to try and stop me here. And I like that about him. It could be seen as over exuberance. It could be seen as overconfident. But you can't teach that out of his arsenal, because if you were to, you would be left with a considerably less player. And I think you could probably liken that towards the Jack Grealish at Man City, where even though he's still playing at a very high level, you know, there seems to have been a bit coached out of his game to fit in with that Pep Guardiola style. And I certainly wouldn't like to do it with this guy if he was to join our team. He has there's a couple of traits you can see from him. You know, as I said, he's close control, and the fact that he drives into the box kind of like a Bruno Fernandes type. He's also got that close control and ability to dictate the play, the tempo of play, with his as I mentioned, with his stop start ability and able to get up to speed quickly. But also he's able to dictate that pace of play and slide passes through as well, like maybe a Martin Odegaard. And I'm picking big name players because I don't want to say that he's like an Olise, or that he's like maybe down the next tier level. people, because I want people to be able to relate to some of the good things I've seen and see if you see it yourselves. I could be fucking wrong. Like, that's the beauty about this, about watching footballers and seeing them. But I really like the look of this guy. I really, really, really do. And as I say, he's somebody that's an exciting link to Aston Villa based on his age profile, what he's actually, where he is from a physical ability point of view and his attribute and his physical attributes at the moment. And even just the way he plays, just to me, is it's with power and purpose, as opposed to sometimes we sign strikers or we sign players that are more finesse and they maybe need space or they need somebody to try and maybe play them into the game. This guy at 17 years of age looks like he wants to grab the game by the bullet, by the scruff of the neck, and make things happen for other people at that young age. He's confident enough, he believes in himself enough to be able to do that, and he's got the physical body to be able to do it too. And I keep bringing it back because we look at our under-21s, our under-23 players, our under-18 players, and sometimes we say they need a bit more, you know, flesh on the bones to be able to cope with senior football. Ain't a problem for this guy. It's not a problem for this guy. I really like the look of him. I would love to be able to show a statistical comparison, but I just haven't had time to do it. You guys, go and have a look at him. See what you think yourselves. I don't know whether he signs for Aston Villa. If he does, he'd be cool based on what people think of him. If he doesn't sign for Aston Villa, well, then another team will have gotten a pretty decent player, and I'd be interested to see if his career arc follows where it has done from the ages of 16 to 17. And if that continues upwards, we could have a real player in our hands by the age of 20, 21 as well, as he matures through his footballing career as well. But go watch him for the player that he is. Couldn't tell you whether he's going to sign for Aston Villa. I would love him to do so. He suits what we need out in that left-hand side, and he suits maybe playing in that role to unlock that those tougher defences, maybe in a central role, whether it be behind the striker or maybe as a central striker himself as well. I think that he's definitely worth taking a look at and worth bringing into the club if the price was right. I'm going to leave it at that, as I say, guys. Thank you so much for watching and for listening. Hope that these transfer podcasts are as insightful as the ones I normally do with regards to having the statistical sheets. And I will get back to doing those as soon as I have a small bit more time on my hands, which will hopefully be a bit later on this week. So thanks so much, everybody, for bearing with me. I hope you all stay safe. I hope you all stay healthy. And all that's left to say is up the Villa.
Sports Social Podcast Network.